You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In the air, right field, hit well, and this one is up and out!
It's time for Around the Yard with your 2021 World Series champion Atlanta Braves. On Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Coming up, 6 o'clock, we're going to talk to Lance Zierlein, NFL.com. We'll talk draft with him. We'll get his perspective on some of these prospects we've been talking about. Stay tuned for that. Let's talk to our man Grant McCauley, because Grant, we start today with something old, and that old is Christian Pache. He is traded today. The Phillies have acquired him, which means he's back in our division from the Oakland A's in exchange for pitcher Billy Sullivan. For those who don't remember, kind of lay this out, because Pache was a guy that was coming up in our organization, and a lot of people, Grant, thought he was going to be the next big thing. It never worked here, and now he's back in the division with the Phillies.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that the life cycle of prospects, it is so just wildly different when it comes time to try to prove yourself as a major league player. It's anything but a given, I think would be a good way to put it. As much stock as you put into these guys, as much as you watch them come up through the minors, and sometimes they shine, sometimes they struggle, it's just never a guarantee, to make a long story short. And with Pache, I was very surprised that the Athletics essentially just gave up on him basically a calendar year after trading for him in dealing Matt Olson to the Atlanta Braves. Now, I will preface that by saying the Shea Langeliers was the real prize prospect, the top get for the Oakland Athletics in that deal. But Pache, as a former multiple-time top 100 prospect on pretty much everybody's list across baseball, very surprising to see, I felt like, the fact that he was given up on. Now, you look at the offense, you can see the reason why. He has not hit at the big league level. In fact, he has been, historically speaking, about as bad as it gets for a position player. But at 24 years old, and just knowing that you really don't have a lot of talent in that pipeline if you're Oakland, at least not major league ready, I just can't imagine why you wouldn't try to figure it out. But it kind of seemed like they gave up on him last year, and this was just more or less the final touches. But he had a pretty good spring training. That being said, I don't know that he's going to be coming over and seeing a ton of time with the Phillies in center field, because they seem to have things pretty much taken care of. But you go out and you get these top guys, I think, in stockpile, because you hope that your organization can figure out what somebody else couldn't.
I know that, it was Drew Waters and Christian Pache. Those were like the untouchables for so many years. And Waters, you know, not very much farther down the road than Pache right there. Our man Grant McCauley with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. But because of the success of guys like Michael Money Harris, maybe a little undue pressure or expectations from, I don't know, people like me when it comes to Vaughn Grissom. I love Vaughn Grissom's message, though, at Gwinnett, and what you heard Wash tell him. Basically, if you don't like your situation, do something about it. You know, work harder, get back to the show.
Absolutely. I talked to Vaughn Grissom this afternoon. You're going to hear from him on From the Diamond this weekend. I got a chance to visit with him at length, talk to him about, you know, what's the message now, like from Ron Washington, what's the focus in Gwinnett. Some of those things might seem pretty obvious as far as the focus is to get back to the big leagues, but how do you do that? What is the daily preparation? What is the, you know, what are the things that you're focused on to get you back to where you want to be? I talked to Braden Shoemake as well, because those two guys, their careers are kind of intertwined all the way back to last year when Shoemake got hurt. Grissom got the call to the big leagues. Now those two guys are a double play combination for Gwinnett. That was some pretty interesting stuff. But, you know, those guys, Ian Anderson, Michael Soroka, we'll see Kyle Wright join Gwinnett before he comes back to the big leagues. Going to be a pretty fun season out there at Cool Ray Field. So I'm going to, you know, give you a whole Gwinnett Braves, or excuse me, Gwinnett Stripers preview on this edition of From the Diamond coming up on Sunday.
Grant, I just want to talk real quick about, you know, the payroll. We're not talking a whole lot about it because they've spent the money, but they've also locked up a lot of young guys, you know, way early, right? And you talk about where this payroll is. I think AA has come on our show, Mike, and said, you know, he's not going to guarantee we'll be top five, but we're in the top 10. And for Braves fans, a lot of years have been, well, when are we going to spend money? Is that argument done? Like, are we done talking about that, considering we won five straight division titles now and, you know, a World Series, and how they've invested back into this team?
I think we'll always be talking about it when you look at the financials of the Braves, that we get to see a little bit more under the hood than pretty much every other Major League Baseball team because of the Liberty Media ownership situation. So it's not a conversation that's done, but I'm happy that the tone has changed, just let me tell you, from being somebody who covers the team, because you really can't look at a club if they're bringing in that kind of money and the kind of revenues the Braves have generated specifically in the last couple of years. If we were talking about, well, why is this team 12th or 13th or 15th in payroll if they're making these great gains? And fortunately, the Braves have looked at that and said, hey, we are making these great strides financially, and we need to do the things we can to make sure that that continues to happen. Now, Terry McGuirk, I know, has spoken about this in multiple different places, and I talked to him last year. They do eye that top five payroll as something they want to move towards. Will it happen overnight? I think we all know the answer to that is no, but that lets me believe that the spending that they've done, it's not all the way, it's not finished. They haven't maxed it out yet. So if there's an opportunity to make the club better in season, I think the Braves will have the opportunity to do that. And if they want to reassess where their spending is every single winter, go out, make trades, sign extensions, do all those things, Alex Anthopoulos has the wherewithal to make all of that happen, and financially has the backing of the ownership, which Mr. McGuirk is the guy who's in charge of that, as opposed to, say, the singular owner that a lot of clubs may have. It's more of a, I guess, a collective, if you will, but they're working really well together, and the Braves have played well. They're making money, and that leads me to believe that this conversation has really moved in the right direction. Let's say that.
Right. And again, I can't complain about Terry because they started spending the money, and they're not paying down debt. And they actually have, they spun off that Braves preferred stock, by the way. I got some. So technically, Carl, I am an owner. This one. Hey, by the way, Grant, to get to the top five in payroll, the Dodgers are at $217 million, Braves are at $188 million. We are a Justin Verlander away from being in the top five, so I'll bring you back to my old saw. Charlie Morton and the pitching staff, $20 million for a number four starter? What's this rotation going to look like?
Well, it is the number four starter, but I think it's more so because of the success of some of the other Braves arms. I mean, we knew Max Fried was going to be that number one, but you wanted Charlie to kind of be there, you know, to kind of help lead this rotation, and he does in other ways. But Kyle Wright comes along and surprises everybody, becoming the only 20-game winner in the majors last year. And you talk about surprises. We knew Spencer Strider could be special, but we saw it last year. It was historic, and he's going to be looking to build on that. So when you are talking about Charlie Morton as your fourth starter, to me it's beyond just, hey, well, why are we paying so much for a fourth starter? It's you've had other guys succeed to a level where that's what your depth chart is. So I kind of look at it that way. You can kind of reconfigure just based on payroll or whatever else, kind of the expectations, because you just have the talent that supersedes that. And that's kind of how I feel like the rotation does shake out. And even with Charlie not being the number one or number two guy, you'll pay, I think, that amount, because I watched a lot of pitchers get some big money over the course of the offseason that I can't say are demonstratively better than Charlie Morton. And the Braves, they had a $20 million option on him. So what they did was basically say, okay, we're going to go ahead and insure that. We're going to go ahead and pay that, and now kind of put him on retainer each and every year. That's kind of how I look at it with that. And we all know the fifth starter, there's a lot of opportunity there for somebody to step in and really round out this group. So the Braves have one of, I think, the best rotations in the National League. And one of the things that lets you know how good it is when you do have a Charlie Morton in the fourth spot of that rotation.
All right, opening day expectations. We'll talk tomorrow as we get ready. But, you know, Fried is quietly going about his business. I kind of expect him to pitch well tomorrow. How long is he out there is the question. Are we going to start the season where Snit is going to be watching these guys closely and making sure he's not leaving them out there too long?
I think you'll definitely watch just to make sure that as you go through those first few starts, I mean, are there high-stress innings? And Max worked his way into, I believe, the seventh inning a couple of starts ago in the spring, and he was super efficient in doing so. Now, we know the Washington Nationals are not going to be a club that's expected to offensively be one of the biggest challenges that you're going to face, but it will be the full major league lineup as opposed to spring training where you might mix in some prospects and non-roster invitees. But Max Fried, opening day, just seems like those two things go together, and in fact it has for three consecutive years. How about a win on opening day for Max Fried? He's pitched the last two, hasn't been able to pick up that win. I think the Washington Nationals matchup is a pretty good one for him, and I would expect Max Fried to do the things that he has done so well the last few years to become the ace of the staff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.